Hi everyone, and welcome to the Action Forms podcast. This is the Naturopath Corner with me, Maya, the naturopath. I'm really excited to have you here with me today. Today I want to talk about the four things you should be paying attention to if you want to lose weight. There's this old notion that says, if I want to lose weight, then I need to eat fewer calories than I expend. So if I've eaten more calories than I've expended through my normal daily activity, I'll gain weight. And if I've put in fewer calories, then I will lose weight. And the problem is, this is an outdated equation. It's an old perception that today we can say is not accurate. Now, this inaccuracy stems from a few causes. One of them is the understanding that when we have too few calories throughout the day, we can put our body into starvation mode, where all the energy that we intake immediately is stored in the form of fat, because that's what our bodies are programmed to do when there is famine, in order to preserve ourselves. But it's not just that. There's a lot of different factors that have an impact when it comes to weight loss. And there's this really fascinating research from 2007 that was done on hotel maids. So these maids were asked about their activity. And most of these maids said, we don't have time for physical activity. We don't have time for exercise. When we get home, we're completely knackered. Now, half of these maids got the explanation that the normal activity that they perform throughout their workday is above and beyond the daily recommendation for physical activity, and that they're actually doing really well for the population in general. Now, the other half of the maids didn't get this explanation. Now, a month later, they returned to these maids and they found that amongst the maids that now know that their normal physical activity throughout their regular job, nothing more, exceeds the recommendations for physical activity, almost all of them lost weight, showed reduction in blood pressure, reduction in body fat percentage, in BMI, and more. And they didn't make any changes except for in their perception. If you're interested in this, I will put a link in the bottom for the whole study. So what am I trying to say here? I'm trying to say that starvation diets don't work long term. And if you've experienced them, you know that it didn't take very long before the weight came back, and usually came back with extras. It's not just about the calories. Now, actually, I think that there's four things that we should be paying attention to while we're trying to do a weight loss process. And if we're not paying attention to them, then it doesn't really matter how well we think we're doing. The weight is going to stay. Okay, so the first thing is, it matters what the calories contain. Okay, it's about quality, not only quantity. So when I talk about food, what you should be paying attention to is eating real food. What's real food? Okay, so let's start with what's not so much real food. Processed food is what is referred to as calorie dense. It means it contains a very large amount of fat, sugar, and salt. So if we eat a small serving, we're still getting a relatively large quantity of calories. These foods are usually not very satiating, and they actually cause us to want more of them. As an example, try eating two crisps. I bet you can't. As opposed to that, real food. Real food is nutrient dense as opposed to calorie dense. It's nutrient dense, and that means it contains a wide variety of vitamins, minerals, fibers, and more. So in a small quantity of food, we're getting a wide variety of the good stuff. Here's an example. A medium banana has about 100 calories. What else does a banana have? It has vitamins A, C, E, K. It has thiamine, riboflavin, niacin, B6, folic acid, iron, potassium, zinc, copper, manganese, selenium, fluoride. There's a whole heap of stuff. Now, I heard a statistic that says that children from the ages of 2 to 5 consume between 30 and 35% of their diet from calorie-dense food, which means highly processed. What it means, more importantly, is that they're not getting the variety and the abundance of vitamins and minerals that they should be getting. And instead, what they're getting is high quantities of fat, sugar, and salt. So how much of the food you're eating is processed? And how much is nutrient-dense? Stop counting calories and start counting nutrients. That's the important part. Okay. Number 2 is exercise. The more you do, the better you feel. Seriously, you know this. You know how good it feels after a Sunday morning stroll with the sun and the birds chirping in the clean air. We all know that sport makes endorphins be secreted and it makes us feel better. Now, there could be something that you don't know. So health and weight loss are also about our expenditure, not just our intake. So I don't just mean the calories that you burn while you're exercising. If we want to stay healthy, we need to make sure that what's coming into our body is good, but we also need to make sure that we are detoxifying on a regular basis. Yes, I know detox is a contentious word. We'll talk about that next episode. But I'm talking about the daily maintenance of the body's secretion systems. There's 3 main ones: your kidneys, your liver, and your skin. If you're eating less processed food, you're helping your liver. If you're drinking enough water, you're helping your kidneys. And if you're exercising and sweating, you're helping your skin. So sweat every day. Number 3, screen time. The less time you spend in front of a screen, the more time you spend creating. Okay, so there's lots of reasons. The more time we spend sitting in front of the television or the computer or the tablet or the phone, the less time we're moving. Movement is life. Not just because I just told you to sweat every day. But the more time we spend in front of screen means the less time we spend interacting with friends and with family and with creating things that actually bring us happiness. This isn't even about the content of what we're watching. And the content is usually violent and stressful and not exactly encouraging of peace and serenity. But it's not just that. These screens also emit blue lights, and blue lights could potentially be hormonal imbalancing. So pay attention to the fact that most new phones have a red light app or a nighttime function that prevents the emission, or I wouldn't say prevents, but lessens the emission of blue light and turns it into a red light, which can help stop the messing about with our hormones and reducing the quantity of melatonin. We need our melatonin, it helps us sleep. Speaking of which, number 4, sleep. Good sleep leads to good decisions. Seriously, did you know that even one sleepless night can cause a change in your decision-making process? How does that work? Well, when we don't sleep enough, instead of a more developed part of the brain being responsible for decision making, we sort of give up the control to the more primitive part of the brain. Now, this doesn't happen in a conscious way. We cannot control this, but it's what happens. So, what do you feel? You've been there before, so you know this. If you don't sleep, you are crankier. So there's a higher chance of us snapping at people who annoy us, like our bosses or our partners, if we're lucky. And not just that, but when we're making decisions, when it comes to the food we're eating, we're probably going to make less good choices and go for more processed and high sugar foods. There's a whole heap of really fascinating research on this. So if we want to lose weight, we need to think and to incorporate a healthy lifestyle from the root. There's no magic cure. There's no magic pill. So we've spoken here about four factors that can help you when you're trying to lose weight. And they can also distract you from losing weight if you're not paying attention to these things. So don't forget to notice these factors when you're trying to lose weight, or if you just want to start having a little bit of a healthier lifestyle. Now, if you want to learn more about this, find my website, myanaturopathy.co.uk. And if you are interested, you can sign up for the monthly membership, which is a really great way of incorporating some of these things into your daily life. So I hope to see you there. And I also really hope that you have a great day and feel happy and healthy and successful today. Thank you.